أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لهم ما يشاءون فيها ولدينا مزيد.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، ملك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين، آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق، الخاتم لما سبق، ناصر الحق بالحق، والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم، وعلى آله حق قدره مقدار العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. لهم ما يشاءون فيها ولدينا مزيد. الله تبارك وتعالى is telling us these people that are going to go to paradise, they will be told ادخلوها بسلام ذلك يوم الخلود. Enter it today. When you enter with peace. This is going to be forever. Not when you are in the womb of your mother, you are asked to come to the world. From the world, you are asked to go to the grave. From the grave, you are asked to go to the judgment arena. From today, where you are entering now is the final. Lahum fiha ma yasha. Whatever they so desire in their mind, whatever it is that they so desire, they are going to get it there. Then Allah said, wala dayna mazid. And before us, is an increment constantly. Unlike the people that when they enter the hell, يوم نقول جهنم هل من تلات وتقول هل من مزيد, and the hell will be asking, is there any more? This one, the paradise is not the one talking. It's Allah that will say, wala dayna mazid. Whatever you have, whatever you are looking for, whatever is your desire, you wanted maybe to take water. All that bothered you is water. But the water you are having there is a water that you have never seen its kind, not its taste, not its look, not its refreshing. فيها عين ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر قط. The Prophet said, in paradise is what eyes have never seen, is what ears have never heard, is what has never occurred on your heart ever. وأوتوا به متشابها. But you will be seeing that what you are given is like what is in the world. Only this one is permanent. Only this one does not go away. Allah said, and before us is an increment constantly. Because the human being, he has a culture. That's why Allah is saying, waladayna mazid. If today you tell him, I'm employing you for work, let's negotiate your salary. How much do you want me to pay you? He himself, let him just say, I want you to pay me 5 million naira a month. Because he knows that his contemporaries are receiving probably maybe 2 million naira a month. So when he was told, he said 5 million. Then he said, okay, I agree, I will pay you 5 million naira a month. Do you know what will happen? The first month he gets the salary, he's extremely happy. The second month, he is very happy. The third month, he is just happy. After about 5 months, it is normal. Now, he does not see this salary as anything fantastic anymore. Even though he sees his own colleagues getting 2 million, he doesn't see it as anything fantastic. Look at people in ministries, DGs, whatever, in in all these different centers. The lecturers that taught them, maximum they are getting is about 500,000. Some of them are getting 3 million naira salary a month. They still see it as not enough. But if they were to be called, today there is an increment of 5%. It is that increment that will make them that they have been married. Allah is saying, Wala dayna masjid. Because if the human being does not see an increment, he does not believe what he started yesterday is okay. That's why also we are asked to also increase our good work. The status you had yesterday is not enough. You have to also try to increase it tomorrow. Next tomorrow, increase. Another one, continuously. And if you go and you wipe away your good work, then woe be unto you. You go and start again from zero. May Allah assist all of us.
وكما أهلكنا قبلهم من قبل هم أشد منهم بطشا فنقضوا في البلاد هل من
وكما أهلكنا قبلهم من قرن هم أشد منهم بطشا فنقبوا في البلاد هل من مهيز. Allah is saying, these people, these Meccans, these Arabs, these people in the world today, what do you think you have? وكما أهلكنا قبلهم من قرن, how many a nation in the first generation have we perished? Ashadu minhum batasha, that were stronger and were more famous than your own generation now. Barakabu fil bilad, they used to bounce about on earth, going everywhere they want, going from here to there. Today, halvin mahis, is there any escape? Is there anybody that can come and save them today? None.
إن في ذلك
لذكر لمن كان له قلب أو ألقى السمع وهو شهيد. الله أكبر. Allah has come back to the beginning. Allah, he said, والله أخرجكم في بطون أمهاتكم لا تعلمون شيئا وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة لعلكم تشكرون. He brought you out of your mother's womb, you did not know anything, but he gave you hearing, sight and the mind so that you can be grateful. Allah has come back now. Allah said, from beginning, O Prophet, look at this people, from beginning of this surah, starting with an unknown, just saying, swearing with cough, then to the known, Wal Quran Al Majid, coming to tell you that anywhere you are being documented. All forms of documentation is being done on you. All this, if after listening to this, then inna fi zalika, in that, this admonition, lazikri, is something for people to ponder and remember. Is it every person? These people that I'm going to mention, Allah said, they are the ones it will bother, and they will be bothering about it and be remembering it. Liman kana lahu qalbun, for somebody who has hearts. Aw alqa sam'a, or who gives out to Allah his hearing. Wa huwa shaheed, and is witnessing. See, the three I mentioned now, the eyes, the heart, and the mind. Because shahada is for you to bear witness. You bear witness when you are seen, your eyes are open. If you are told that Allah that brought you to this world, that you claim, is a claim that you love Allah. People say, I love Allah, I love God, I love Allah. This is a claim. If now you have a husband and they told you where you are now, documentation is being done on you, everywhere you are, it is being taken to your husband. Will you allow any bad documentation to be taken to him? Believe God, Allah that brought you to the world. That's why I said, in that admonition from beginning to here, as Allah is telling us, inna fi zalika, as if he's telling us that he didn't say inna fi hazihi. No, inna fi zalika, which means the admonition I said is far away. It is upon you to struggle to bring it close to yourself and imbibe it and embody it. Dhikr is a remembrance and is something that will make somebody to contemplate who the man kana lahu qalbun. If you have a heart. If you don't have heart, Allah is not talking to you now. But Allah has given you heart. Or if you give your hearing to Allah. If you don't give it, Allah has given you hearing. Shaheed. And you are present and you are bearing witness. That's why Sheikh Ahmed Tijani always, he says, this lazim that you are doing, this wuzifa that you are doing, salah that you are praying, all acts of worship, he said, be present. He said, be attentive and follow the wardens. A person who is able to synchronize, like I always say, his hearing, his sight, and his mind, and his attentive, you wouldn't even know something else is going on. You'll be with Allah 100%. Shaheed. Therefore, all of us, let us try to give our heart to Allah, to give our hearing to Allah, to be present in front of Allah. We have been documented as we are. You see, all of us here now, somebody is videoing, somebody is with taking only audio, somebody is just looking at you live. All are being documented and it will be taken and put in your record. And that record will be presented to God. Rabbana haza ma ladai atid. This is what I have of his record. Nothing is missing.
ولقد خلقنا السماوات والأرض وما بينهما في ستة أيام وما مسنا من
قد خلقنا السماوات والأرض وما بينهما في ستة أيام وما مسنا من لكوب. Allah said, I have told you, I created this firmament. If anybody say he did, let him come and tell me. Or let him come and tell you. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا, for indeed, we have created this firmament, samawati, wal-ardi, and this earth, fi sittati ayyamin, in 6 days. وَمَا مَسْنَا مِنْ لُغُوبِ, we were not touched by exhaustion. There is no any form of exhaustion that touched us. Because the Jews, who are liars, they say, no, Allah created the world in 6 days. Because he was tired, he had to rest on the seventh day. That's why on the seventh day, on the Sabbath, they used to rest. That he started creation on Sunday. That is true, Yom al-Ahad. And he finished on Friday. That is true, Yom al-Jum'ati. He said he was exhausted. That's why he had to rest. So that's why they put a Saturday as rest. Allah said, we were not taught with exhaustion. Allah did this to teach us that whatever we are doing it, whatever we are doing, we should plan it, phase it, and do it gently, and do it when. Like yesterday, I was telling somebody, most of us today, we want to just start something, finish quickly, and run away. Why? Allah said, الَّذِي أَحْسَنَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَهُ وَبَدَى خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانِ 15. Allah is excellent in every of his creation. And the Prophet ﷺ has made Angel Gabriel to come and tell us that from Islam, we should go to Iman, we should go to Ihsan. Always, let's try to do our things excellently. You are a student. Read well. The topic you read it and understand it very well. You are doing your project. Each aspect of it, sit down and do it excellently. You are in a hurry to go to where? After you finish, where are you going? The journey path is one journey. It's not several journeys. It's only in phases. The day you came to the world, you started movement. There's X axis, there's Y axis, there's Z axis. The X axis is you are moving towards the hereafter. It's time. The day it finishes, it finishes. So there's no need for you to rush in any area because it's still one movement. The Y axis, you are supposed to be going positively. Positively. And the Z axis, you are going up. Your life is being spent. It's being spent. That one is going negative. It's being spent. as is being spent, your mind and your soul is supposed to be going off, because you are spending your life, your body and your heart. You are spending it for your soul. If you don't spend it, then you are going down. Because the human being is, like I said, you have your soul. You have your body. Your soul is the one that is going to take and go to paradise and is the real issue. But it was brought to this body to be tested and evaluated to see how much it can attract for the soul. So yourself, the mind, was put in between. So this mind, whatever you make it to get used to is what it will get used to. If you make it to get used to things that are haphazard, it will be haphazard. If you make it to get used to good, it is good. That's why people say sometimes, why are these people good? No, their culture is what them to be good, because the culture has stayed for long and everybody that is coming follow in line. Let us take to the culture of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He is the best of creation. His soul, his body, his mind, his look, his everything, even the time he was in was the best times. Let us try to copy his culture and we shall be the best of people. Allah said, "Wama masana min lugub." No exhaustion touched me. And look at Allah too. Any worship he asks us to do is worship that we shall not get exhausted. How many minutes does it take us to pray Subuhi, or Zuhur, or Asar, or Maghrib, or Isha'i? Is there any one of them that is more than 15 minutes? Is there anyone? 5 minutes you make ablution. 10 minutes you make Salah. 15 minutes you are finished. Even 12 minutes you are finished. By the time you multiply by 5, it's 1 hour. In 24 hours, so what are you in a hurry for? Then look at Sheikh Ahmad Tijani that advised you to be doing Lazim in the morning, Lazim in the evening, Wazifa. How many minutes will it take you? Lazim, it can't be more than 12 minutes, you are finished. What of Wazifa? 30 minutes, you are finished. So what is there in a hurry? You can sit down sometimes with your friend, you spend 1 hour gisting on rubbish. Rubbish! Complete nonsense. That is only attracting sin to you. So Allah said he was not exhausted. What will take you to Allah? A little work that you are constant in. That's why the Prophet said, "Ahabbul a'mal ila Allah adwamuha wa in kana." The best of works that Allah loves is the one that is constant, even if it is small. Something you are doing constantly, you say, "Okay, I'll be doing this to 400. I mean, it doesn't take time, but be constant. I want to be giving out gift in a month. Don't say I will take 80% of my salary. No. Is it 5% you can take? That 5%, be constant. So you don't feel any exhaustion. Allah that created you said, he spent 6 days. He was not exhausted. He doesn't need to do it. In a moment, Allah can do it. But he did this to test you, to also make you to use your sense to think. So let us stay. If you come to the university, spread your time. How many hours do you come for lecture? If you spend only 1 hour or 1.5 hours every day to go through your work after you come from the class, believe me, you're not failing. 1.5 hours, check it. But 1.5 of a quality hour. When you come, switch off your phone. Switch off everybody from the creation. Concentrate on what you are taught today. Maybe you had three lectures today. Each one, give it for 30 minutes. Believe me, do that tomorrow. Do that constant every day. You will not fail. But you want to read. Your phone is there. You are looking at this one. Somebody is passing. Hello, how are you? You are talking. You are not yet serious. Let us follow Allah. Let's face our things. Let us plan our journeys. And let us do things, the little we can do at a time. You will get to the highest point before you know it.
فاصبر على ما يقولون وسبح بحمد ربك قبل طلوع الشمس وقبل الغروب.
فاصبر على ما يقولون وسبح بحمد ربك قبل طلوع الشمس وقبل الغروب. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, فاصبر, have patience. على ما يقولون, on all these things they are telling you, they abuse you. At one time they say you are a poet, another time you are a madman, another time you are a witch, another time You are the, anything they call you. Every Allah may call you now. What's up, baby? Hamdulillah, be making tasbih of your Lord that is bringing, that is the one that is nurturing you. What's up, baby? Hamdulillah, be making tasbih of the, his glorification and of praise. Qabla tulu'i shamsi, before the sun rises, wa qabla ghurubiha, and before the sun sets. Here, the prophet is the one that this was, this address was to. Which means this was the work he was doing. It's not a general, it's not the general work. This is why Sheikh Ahmed Tijani said, before sunrise, do lazim. Before sunset, do lazim. But again, for general, for the general public, before sunrise, let us do Salat Subuhi. That's before Shuruq. The time is wide given. Within that time, you should find time enough for you to go and do your Subuhi. Before sunset, do your Zuhur and Asr.
ومن الليل فسبحه وإدبار السجود.
ومن الليل فسبحه وإدبار السجود. And out of the night, nearly the night sets in, فسبحه, also go ahead and celebrate his glorification. وإدبار السجود. And anytime you prostrate, make tasbih. You see, anytime we prostrate, we say, Subhana. Rabbi al-A'la wa bihamdihi. And I've always said it. We have to understand what we are saying. Because we are addressing Allah. How can you be addressing somebody, and even your friend, you are addressing, you are careful what you are saying, you understand it, but you are addressing Allah, you don't understand what you are saying. Allah has given you to your parents when you are small to bring you up. Your parents later on give you to a teacher to assist them, to bring you up in things that they don't know. Later on, the teacher said, as from now onwards, you have done enough, you are on your own. As from the age of 21, go ahead and learn. The society will also teach you something. Allah said, all the while, I am the Rabb. Rabb is the one that is nurturing you, bringing you up, protecting you. And at the same time, he is seeing what you are doing. This Rabb, tasbih means, this is Rabb. What is tasbih? Tasbih means negating any form of imperfection from Allah, negating it. Subhanallah. That's why it's an exclamation mark. When something very fantastic happens, Subhanallah. When something very bad happens, Subhanallah. I wish you, Allah's work is perfect at all times. We will make mistakes, but Allah does not make mistakes. Like I said, you set an exam and set a question, an objective. And there are five alternatives for you to pick from. Only one is correct. The remainder that are there was also put there by the examiner. It's not a mistake. So Allah is using everything to test us. Let us be sure that we acknowledge that we are being evaluated by Allah. So we should make tasbih of Allah. That is general, up to Amin al-Layli, that is Maghrib and Isha'i. And anytime you make sujada, you should say, Subhanallah, Subhan Rabbi al-Azim, wa bihamdihi. That's why I said, Wasabbih bihamdi rabbika, fasbir ala ma yakul, wasabbih bihamdi. Hamd is praise. Sabbih is negating Allah from any imperfection. Admit that Allah is perfect every moment in what he's doing. You are the one that did not understand it. Your lack of understanding is what brought the imperfection to you, not Allah. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَصَبِّهُ وَإِدْبَارَ السُّجُودِ. And every time you make sujada, make tasbih, be hamd, with praise to Allah.
وَاسْتَمِعْ يَوْمَ يُنَادِي الْمُنَادِي مِنْ مَكَانٍ
قَرِيبٍ. وَاسْتَمِعْ يَوْمَ يُنَادِي الْمُنَادِي مِنْ مَكَانٍ قَرِيبٍ. Allah is asking, this is spiritual anger. وَاسْتَمِعْ. Everybody is telling you now, what's Tami? Listen. Even now, be listening. You're my Nadil Munadi. In my counting career. Listen. for this day that the caller will call from a place that is very close. When you are in the room, somebody else in the other room, another one is in the other room, and suddenly there is a thunder, lightning followed by big thunder. You think it is in your room, the thunder is starting from. The other one will think it is in his room. Everybody will think it is just close to him. Allah is asking us. That is how the world will come to an end. Let's listen. We don't know when it will come. Prophet was sitting down. Angel Gabriel came with a surah to Nahal. When Angel Gabriel just came and said, Ate Amrullah, that's the beginning of the surah. So quickly the prophet stood up. Until he heard what Allah Falata Tajilu, then he sat down. When he heard Ate Amrullah to him, which means the day has come. Allah is asking, what's Tami? Yoma Yunadil Munadi, Min Makarin Kari. One day, the caller will call from a very close by. Listen. Yoma
Yasma'una
Sayyata Bilhaq. Dalika Yawmun Khuruj. Yoma Yasma'una Sayyata Bilhaq. When Allah says first Tami, He is telling mankind from the beginning of the world to the end of the world. Those of them in the grave now are listening. They are listening. When are we going to be asked to come out of the grave? Every day their mind is on the grave. Their ears are listening. We cannot listen because there is too much veil covering us. Yawma yasma'una sayhata bilhaq. That day is when they will hear Sayha, like thunder, Bilhaq, with truth. Zalika Yawm al-Khuruj. That day that they hear that big bang, it is so loud wherever you are that everybody is going to come out. That is the day that everybody will come out of the grave. Like I used to say, all of us will take jump examinations. We see jam. Those of you that are taking jam today, where do you go to take the jam? CBT centers. What is CBT centers? Computer-based test. Everything is documented there. Is it everybody that goes into the center at once? No. Some go in the morning. Some go in the afternoon. Some go in the evening. Some go today. Some go tomorrow. Some go next tomorrow. That's how all will be going until you finish. When you finish, what happens? You go and wait for the results. When the result is going to come, will it come in phases? No, all will come out at once. The same thing Allah is telling you here. We are in the world today. People were in the world yesterday. The world is the CBT center of Allah. Objective you are doing, essay you are writing. Soon, you see, some of us will leave. Others one will come. So in the case of Allah, it's one by one. One is coming, one is going. Two are coming in, two are going. Like that. Before you know, people that were there 50 years ago, you don't see any of them now. If you now say 50 years ago, this happened, nobody there understands you. That's why he's saying, Yoma yasma'una sayhata bilhaq, the day they will hear that loud, thunderous shout. Zalika Yawm al-Khuruj. That is the day that everybody will be coming out of their grave. Inna nahnu nuhyi wa numit wa ilayna al-masir. For sure Allah is saying, Inna nahnu, we nunul azamati. Noon of showing you that he is enough. Nuhi, we give life. One of me too, and we take life, we cause death. It is us that everything will come back to. That's why he tells us, Yomana shakakul ardu anhum sira'an, zalika hashir alayna yasir. That day, the big bang is so great, the earth will just open up, everybody will just be coming out. Like you see flies coming out during the rainy season. They come out from one place, القارعة ما القارعة وما أدريك ما القارعة يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المفسوس وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش. Everything is coming out at once. Allah said, we are the one that gave you life. كيف تكفرون بالله وكنتم أمواتا فأحييكم ثم يميتكم ثم يحييكم ثم إليه ترجعون. Before you came to the world, did you know anything? كنتم أمواتا فأحييكم, and he brought you to the world. ثم يميتكم, then he's going to cause you to die again. ثم يحييكم, he will bring you to life again. Wait. ثم إليه ترجعون, then you go back to him. That's what Allah is saying. إنا نحن نحيي ونميت وإلينا المصير. At the end, everybody is going back to Allah. From today, since you are going back to Allah, be seeing yourself as in front of Allah.
يوم تشقق الأرض عنهم سراعا ذلك حشر علينا يسير.
يوم تشقق الأرض عنهم سراعا ذلك حشر علينا يسير. Allah said, the day يَوْمَ تَشَكَّكُ الْأَرْضُ عَنْ مِثْرَاءَ, the day that the earth will be breaking asunder, and all of them, just like إِنَّا شَكَكْنَا إِنَّا صَبْنَا الْمَاءَ صَبَّا ثُمَّ شَكَكْنَا الْأَرْضَ شَكَّا. Just like when you plant seeds inside the earth, the rain falls in it and you see it open. You planted all of them, maybe different times, but there was no rain. When the rain comes and they are going to sprout, they start sprouting at the same time. Even when you don't plant at all, like I said, you see the vegetation, all of them start coming out. When were they planted? You don't know. Some of them were planted at the beginning of season, some at the middle of season, some at the end of the season, they were all there. But when the rain comes now, all of them, يَوْمَ تَشَكَّكُ الْأَرْضُ عَنْهُمْ سِرَاعًا ذَلِكَ حَشْرٌ عَلَيْنَا يَسِيرٌ. That you see that day, bringing everything together and the crowd going back to Allah will be an easy thing for us to do.
نحن أعلم بما يقولون وما أنت عليهم بجبار فذكر بالقرآن من يخاف وعيد.
نحن أعلم بما يقولون وما أنت عليهم بجبار فذكر بالقرآن من يخاف وعيد. نحن أعلم بما يقولون. Allah said, whatever they are saying, let them continue to be saying it. Whatever they are doing, let them continue to be doing it. Whatever they wish to, everything, let them be doing it. نحن أعلم. We are more aware of what they are doing, of what they are saying. O Prophet, we sent you to them. وما أنت عليهم بجبار. If you are not there to compel them to do what we ask you, ask them to do. فَذَكِرْ بِالْقُرْآنِ. This Quran before you is what you will use in giving admonition to them. With this Quran, give them admonition. مَنْ يَخَافُ وَإِيدِ. The one that fears my grievous promise of punishment will fear and take you seriously. The one that thinks it's a joke, he will continue. This brings us to the end of this surah. You see, this surah, unlike Surah Al-Hujurat, that shaped our character, trained our character, and make us to know how to behave alone, before God, before the Prophet, before our community, before our family, before our peers, before people bigger than us, in all ramifications, and even the faith we have, why we should try to be developing our faith every day. We shouldn't feel content on the little faith we have and be abusing people that we are this, we are that. No. Kuru aslamna. You have just become Muslims. Who told you that you have gotten to the position of faith? All this Surah Al-Hujurat told us. But Surah Al-Kahf came to tell us that at any point in time, we are being documented. We are being documented, and this documentation is what is going to be used to grade us on the day of judgment. So let us be careful wherever we are. If you know, don't you see when people come in front of the television, even they put powder on their face to make sure that there is no contour. They will come and check your color of your dress. They will check it. They will make you before they put the recorder to record you. In our own case, Allah is continuously recording. At each time, you have to be ready. When you go to sleep, as you're waking up, mention Allah. Alhamdulillah, ayana ba'da matana wa ilayhi nushur. Clean your mouth very well. Make ablution. Let the first thing you do is to call Allah, 2 rak'ah. Then sit down. How do I plan my day? What do I do with my night? Set it out. And know from the moment you wake up, Allah is with you, is looking at you, you are being recorded. This is what this surah is telling us. From the beginning of your life to the end of your life, Allah created you, you are being recorded. And finally, Allah is going to, you are going to die. Nobody is in doubt that he's going to die. But Allah said, "Nan in nan you want me to." Just like we brought you to life and you die, we are going to also bring you up again. And you are going back to Allah. Whatever other people are saying, forget them, let them be saying it. Allah said, he is aware of what they are saying. Last alayhim bi musaytir. The Prophet is not sent to us to compel us that we must do this, we must not do this. He has said his own. And with what did he say the statement? Bil Quran. Wazakir bil Quran. We too, is Quran we are asked to use. Let's not just come and sit down. One madam has said this. So because of that, we are using it to condemn people. Let's face our own work. Everybody should go and face his own. Said, this man is fortunate that his own faults have made him not even have time for other people's faults. This is the end of this surah. May Allah bless us with this surah. And the secrets in this surah, in this letter Kaf, in the Quran itself, in the honor of the Quran, may Allah give it to us. May Allah make us to stay with the Quran and be honorable, so that when the Quran rises, we are risen up with it. Jal Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Surah Zariya Makkiyah Mahiya Sittuna Aya. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wazariyat Zarwa. Here, this surah was revealed to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when he was in Mecca. So this is a Meccan surah. And we said from surah to Kaf, we have entered the chapter that you call Surah al-Mufassal. The chapters that the verses are short. And the surahs are not very long. And that from these surahs are which the one the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used in praying most of the time. And the habit of the Prophet is that in his prayers, Fadila prayers, when he takes a surah, he finishes it. There's nothing wrong in taking 3 verses, 5 verses and pray. But the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, most of the time, his own culture is when he takes a surah, he finishes it. Like on Fridays, he uses most of the time Surah Al-Sajda and Surah Al-Insan. He will finish this, he will finish this. If he comes to Jumma, most of the time, he uses Sabithma Rabbika Al-A'la and Halateka Hadithu Ghashiyah. When he's making khutbah and in some Eid, he recites Surah Al-Kahf. So this surah is Surah Zariyah, it's a Meccan surah. It means scattering, to scatter things. What you scatter, something that is light, like spraying things and scattering it like that. Wazariyat Zarwa. Allah is swearing with about 4 different things down that you see. Out of his own creation, that Allah himself see something wonderful in this creation. Allah created them. When Allah swears, he swears with anything he wants to swear it that he knows is of importance. But when we swear with Allah. Wazariyat Zarwa. The scatterer as he scatters. The scatterer as he scatters. Sayyidina Ali says, this is the wind as it blows seeds and blows and moves. But what Allah says is that the scatterer as he scatters.
فالحاملات وقرا
فالحاملات وكرا. فالحاملات الله is swearing with the carrier. فالحاملات the carrier وكرا carrying heavy loads. The carrier as he carries the heavy load. Sayyidina Ali is saying here, the carrier as it carries heavy load, the cloud as it carries water that is so heavy in it. Women, they carry their fetus in them. It's heavy. Anything that is being carried that is heavy, those that are carrying it, Allah is swearing with them. Anything that is carrying something heavy will deliver it finally. This cloud, they carry the rain. They deliver the rain. When they deliver the rain, what comes out? It has become blessed. A woman is carrying pregnancy. Will he deliver it? Yes. When he delivers it, blessed. A new subhanahu wa ta'ala, barakallahu ahsan al-khaliqin. Again, blessing will come out. So Allah is remembering us that there, all the time, there are things that are scattering things for people, like sending things in the wind, sending things, whatever. As we are saying now, before, if you want, most of you here, you don't know. If you want money from your account before, do you know what you do? You go to the bank. They will go to their docket. That's what they call docket. You write your name and write your account number. Then they will go and be looking for your card in that docket. Finally, they will get your card. Then they will look at that your card. They will see the last time you withdrew, how much did you withdraw? How much is remaining in your card? They will see it there. Then they now know whether you have credit. There is no other way they can know for. Only that card. So there is no facility at that time. There is no handset. There is no text message. There is nothing. So from there, then you say, how much do you want now? You say, then you write your check. When you write your check, then they will enter there. You say you want to take 100 naira. Then from 100 naira, they will subtract it. This is what is remaining. Then from that your check, they keep it. At the end of the day, they balance all. But what of today? Your account is there. The internet, it takes it. Through the wind, it takes it. You want this amount, you write it there. Pim, pim, it has taken it. The person that you want it to send to, it has gotten to him. Your salary is coming, pim, pim, it has gone. Wazariyat zarwa. Because with this scattering that the wind is going about, this wind we are saying, in science, to us it's not just wind, it's light, electromagnetic spectrum. You have the violet, this the area that you see. You have it up to the gamma ray. You down here, you come down up to the radio waves that are on the ground. And you have the infrared. All this in electromagnetic spectrum. Now, when people say you don't see something, you don't believe in it, an engineer knows, a scientist knows it's a lie. Because your eyes can only see a small band of the light. Out of the cat. You see it in the daytime. But it's in the nighttime that it goes to hunt. You cannot see, but it's seen. So infrared within that zone is where you do your transactions. And then look at a microwave, also close to infrared. Look at the radio wave down is where you send the message and it gets there. Wazariyat zarwa, falhamilati wikra. This wind too is carrying a heavy product. And it will drop it. It will deliver it. So let us, Allah is asking us. That's why, even though they gave a specific example of it, it has a general meaning. Anytime you are doing this thing, you have your phone, you are calling somebody, your voice is being taken now, it's in the air. Know that from the beginning, your voice has never been absent to Allah. Only that you did not see the machinery that takes it. Today we know that our handset will take our voice now, it goes to only the person we want it to go to. But people that have machinery, they can also capture it and know exactly what you are saying. Let us be very careful. You are as naked as you are in your bathroom, anywhere you are, for you don't know. Your mind is as naked before God as your body is as naked when you are undressed. Alhamdulillah, Allah is swearing by this thing that are carrying heavy load, and they will go and deliver it. Faljariyat Yisra. Allah is swearing with everything that is going like a stream, moving, and with it again, it has message in it as it's going. Yisra, I'm going, doing it easily. Look at the river. It's going gently. Look at the ship in the ocean. It's going gently. All just going like that. Allah is asking us, anything that we see, we should be thinking about it. Particularly this moment we are in. You are looking at television. How does it come to you? You are making a phone call. How does it come to you? You are sending money. How does it come to you? You are bringing things from another continent to your continent. How does it come to you? Faljariyat Yusra. Allah is swearing with this because of the importance of that technology. All this technology is from Allah. All we do is to discover it. Are we the one that have the electromagnetic spectrum that we are using a band in it? Are we the one that have the radio band? Are we the one that have the X-ray band? Are we the one that have the gamma band? With the X-ray band, you are able to take the picture of somebody and know exactly what is happening to his bone and everything. You are not the one that have, we are only using it. Faljariyat Yusra. فَالْمُقَصِّمَاتِ أَمْرًا Allah is swearing, فَالْمُقَصِّمَاتِ The one that distributes أَمْرًا the affairs as they are distributing. They say it's the angels as they are distributing what Allah has them to come and distribute to each person. Again here, everything that is coming to you is what is distributed that is coming to you. So Allah is telling us here that these things are very important. وَذَارِيَاتِ ذَرْوَى فَالْحَامِلَاتِ وِكْرَى فَجَارِيَاتِ إِسْرَى فَالْمُقَصِّمَاتِ أَمْرًا Allah is swearing with these four things that they are very important. We too, if Allah would swear with something, we should pay attention. Why is it so important? That's why I'm telling you now that the technologies today that we are having are answers to this. Today, you want something, you ask, if you brought for you, they say, no, it can only come by air. If it's going by air, it's still فَجَارِيَاتِ إِسْرَى The planes, they are also called ship. The air they are moving through is also a sea of its own, up and down. فَالْمُقَصِّمَاتِ أَمْرًا And when that one comes, like you see this internet, look at the waves as it's going. Whether you are in MTN, whether you are in Glo, whatever you are using, all of you can be using the same handset. With that small SIM card, when you call, it will only go into the band that is allocated to MTN alone. If you are in Glo, it will only go to that band alone. And once it goes to that band, it will only go to the person you want it to go to. فَالْمُقَصِّمَاتِ أَمْرًا Don't you see it? It doesn't bother you. If Allah gave you this band to share and you are sharing with 12 people, no, you can only use this band, you can only use this band, then you can only use this number. And all these numbers are returned back into 0 and 1 binary, telling you that there is only existence and inexistence. Are you not afraid? After all, whenever Allah swears like this, then there is an important message He wants to tell you. إِنَّمَا تُوَعَدُونَ لَصَادِقٌ Allah says, I swear with this, what is scattering things. I swear with what is carrying heavy loads and delivering it. I swear with what is going with it, like fluid, to also deliver it. And I swear as it is being apportioned, this one is going to this, this one is going to this, this one is going to this. إِنَّمَا تُوَعَدُونَ لَصَادِقٌ وَاللَّهِ What Allah has promised you is true. Are we not ashamed? Allah has to swear before we believe Him. In this particular surah, there's a lot of swearing. It starts with swearing. Inside it again is swearing. Why? Because It's our culture. When people don't believe with us, wallahi tala, I'm telling you the truth. Allah said, wallahi, what I'm telling you about is truth. Wa inna ad-deena lawaqi'. This one sentence, what? This one verse. Wa inna ad-deena lawaqi'. Allah is saying, wallahi, what you are promised is truth. Wa inna ad-deena lawaqi'. The day of judgment that you have to, you will be recompensed, it will occur. That day will occur. Let it bother you. Today you are bothered about things, meaningless things. Even some people that have no common sense are bothered with somebody else. They are not bothered about their own fault, which is huge, and it's on them. Allah has finished that. Allah is swearing again. What sama is that in hubuk? I swear with this firmament. That in hubuk, the one that possesses different turuk, different paths inside it that you are going through. There are so many paths. The stars are going on their own, on their orbit. The sun is on their orbit. The moon is on its orbit. The earth is on its orbit. MTN is there on its band. This one is on their band. This one is on their band. The television is taking its own. CNN is on its own. Each one you are switching, you are not afraid. Sama is at al-hubuk. By this heaven that has so many parts, that al-hubuk, so many parts, like turuk. Innakum lafi qawlin mukhtalif. Arabs, when they swear, why are they swearing? They will tell you, I'm swearing because of this. They will say in to show you why they are swearing. When he said was wazariyati zarwa falhamilati wikra fajariyati yusra falmukasibat amra, then he said in innamatu adun. Again here, was sama is that al-hubuk. Then what is, why is he swearing? In innakum lafi qawlin mukhtalif. Wallahi, Allah is saying, all of you, your statements are so differing. Mukhtalif. This one is saying this. 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 Why? Because Allah is one. Allah is one. وَلَا يَزَالُونَ مُخْتَلِفِينَ إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ رَبُّكُمْ وَلِذَلِكَ خَلَقَهُمْ. You will never desist in being different. From beginning of the world to the end of the world, my dear brother sitting or listening, you are the only one created like that by Allah. You have no second, from beginning of the world to the end of the world, none. And your own views is peculiar to you. No matter how much your view is in unison with another person's view, you are going to find where it differs. You are going to find where it differs. No matter how much you want to follow the Prophet, you are going to find in some places your nature cannot take some things that he's doing because it's not competent to do it. So as many as you have human beings from the beginning of the creations to the end of the creations, that's how many their statements differ. Allah will put together and synchronize together the one that follows the mainstream accepted speech. That's why this surah is very fearful if you are looking at it. It's swearing. Allah is swearing. All of you, your statements are despairing. The differences are there. If not, you are the one. You say you want to marry a lady. It's okay, let's do courtship. You sat down. Oh, is it okay? It's okay. You come together, you start quarreling. Because your views have changed in little. But if you understand that your views, that's why people say, let us agree to disagree. Oh, you have never heard that? Let us agree to disagree. But let the main thing that bring us together, bring us together. That's why I said, these people that have all this fume in their body that are thinking they are repairing Islam, they are the cause of our problem. All Muslims have agreed that we have one God. All Muslims agree that we have one Quran. All Muslims agree that we are facing one Qibla. All Muslims agree that we pray 5 times daily. And this 5 times daily, you have 2 rakah subuhi, 4 rakah zuhur, 4 rakah asr, 3 rakah maghrib, 4 rakah isha. All Muslims agree that there is zakah. All Muslims agree there is fasting. We are in the month of Ramadan now. All Muslims agree there is hajj. Why don't you allow people's differences to go? What is your business? Ikhlaf ummati rahma. Prophet ﷺ said, the difference is my al-ummah is itself the mercy. It allows you. Look at the time of Salah. When is the time of Subuhi? From dawn to sunrise. Why did Allah leave it that wide? People can find their space. If in this area you decide that you want to pray by after dawn, by 30 minutes, so be it. By 1 hour, so be it. But because you quickly rush to pray, maybe you don't even know what you are saying. You think you are better than others. It's not like that. Allah that gave that time, he didn't give that space of time by mistake. So don't come and bring one hadith. You are using it to condemn people. Somebody saw somebody praying Zuhur by 3 o'clock. He said, why are you praying Zuhur by 3 o'clock? The person simply answered, am I out of the Zuhur time? Then he was shocked. He's not out of Zuhur. What's your problem? The important thing is that he should pray in Jam'i. He should pray in congregation because he doesn't know if he prays alone, if it will be accepted. Is he clean enough to be accepted? Innakum lafi qawlin mukhtalif.
Yufaku anhu man
ufik. Innakum lafi qawlin mukhtalif. Yufaku anhu. Some people will go astray, go off from him, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Man ufik, the one that is already going out of the truth. Yufaku, ifku, yufaku. When you are used to denying things, when you are used to saying, you don't succumb, you just know it. If you are used to denying things, the time you deny the truth, you don't know. Let us learn to listen, reason before we deny. Allah is telling us, yufaku anhu man ufik. The one that is used to going away will be pushed also away from the Prophet. The Prophet, look at his path, is wide and it can contain everybody's thoughts as long as your thoughts are same thoughts. It's a big road. Whether it's night or day, the light is clear for anybody to follow. You don't have shoulders on the road of the Prophet. As you are going astray, you will find something will tell you, come back to the road. So let us always be mindful of what we do. Allah is the one swearing and telling us that the day of judgment is coming, that our own statements differs. These differences, let's respect it. As long as we are binded by these principles of Islam. No religion has this major principle binding them like this, except Islam. But Satan doesn't want us to come together. You put in your mind, what you are doing is better than others. You are different from another person. And your group is different from another group. And your tribe is different from another tribe. Not that your tribe is better. May Allah forgive us our sins. May Allah accept our Ramadan. May Allah accept all our supplications. All those that are asking Allah for one thing or the other, may Allah grant them. And may Allah make it to be blessed for them. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give health to those of us that are sick. Those of us that have health, may Allah increase the health. May Allah guide our leaders aright. May Allah grant us what we are going to eat, what we are going to drink, where we are going to sleep. All that our supplies that we need, may Allah give it to us. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgive our parents. May He forgive our ulama. May He reward them. May He reward the ulamas of our ulama. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, may He reward the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for us. May Allah strengthen Islam. May Allah strengthen the community of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anybody that is desiring evil for this community, may Allah shame them. All those that are assisting the community of the Prophet, may Allah lift them. May Allah make all of us to be among His community, this world and hereafter. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reward the Prophet and reward the Sahabat, Jain Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May we leave this world with the statement of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma rahmani rahim maliki yawmiddin ya kana wa ya kana stain
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين انعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق والحق الهادي الى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره من الدار العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.